Hello, everyone. This is WUVT FM Blacksburg. It's 11:04 a.m. This is the worst show on the radio. What you just heard was Black Dice with Skeletons. And that took up basically everything since the last break, because it is a 15-minute song. Because it is a long song edition of the show, because I was pretty tired this morning, and I really like long songs, too. So up next, we've got two slightly shorter songs, and one more long song, and then a kind of long song, depending on how long you think is long. Then some normal stuff till P comes on in about an hour. So up next, I believe, is The Orb with a cover of Serge Gainsbourg. Let's have some fun.
Thank you. saw me weeping on the floor. It's impossible to advise anybody. Be courageous, take it easy, just show trust. Be reasonable, dear old ghost weeping. You didn't see me weeping on the floor. You didn't see me weeping on the floor. My arm is torn open like a wound. My universe is coming from my mouth. I spent a year or two listening to you, discrediting myself for you. You didn't see me on the floor weeping. You didn't see me lying by the door. You didn't see me swallowing my tablets. Inside my eyes, no more weeping, weeping, weeping. The creation cast a cloud for space to be in. We all need as a result. We all need love. We don't know what to do with it. What's the sense of a situation we can't fight? It's alright when you both want to fight, but when one of them doesn't want to fight, just looking for first degree burn.
The WUVT FM Blacksburg. What you just heard was Throbbing Gristle with Weeping. Before that was The Orb with Requiem Pour and See. off of the I Love Serge album, which is a little compilation of covers of Serge Gainsbourg songs. All right, next song is the last really, really long song for today. I don't know, 10-minute one coming up, but I don't really consider that too long. Just kind of long. It's an awful little strange psycho pop album compilation that I found in the studio. And you'll have fun with it, I think. At the end, you'll be surprised. It's a little cover song. It's a two-part song. Second part's a cover song. I think you'll recognize it. But up first, a PSA.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now
and tuck away more resources for later. You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and the station.
Thank you. take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry.
To ask you as a psychological one, I doubt that it's been asked or answered.
Well, I may not know all the answers.
Well, perhaps no one does, but tell me, do children ever commit murders? Or is crime something that's learned gradually and grows as the criminal grows, so that only adults do really dreadful things.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Some murderers start amazingly early, like mathematicians and musicians.
Music is all around us, if only we had ears.
But there are limits to the communicative force of abstract forms.
WUVT FM Blacksburg. And what you just heard, someone called in and asked what it was, but unfortunately, it's on a compilation album by the Acid Sox label, and it just legitimately says various artists on it. But the name of the song is Costa Dyer plus SF4E, standing for Strawberry Fields Forever, which you may have recognized, probably. Hopefully, I don't know. And before that, actually, that was the only track before the last break, so that's always fun. But right now, I'll give you a little weather update. This afternoon is going to be cloudy with a high near 43, a light and variable wind. Tonight is going to be rain, snow, and sleet, likely before 3 a.m., and then rain and snow, likely between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m., then rain, snow, and sleet after 4 a.m. So lots of changing around. And tomorrow, Wednesday, there is going to be sleet and snow before 10 a.m. and snow after 1 p.m. And the chance of accumulation is going to be about 3 to 7 inches. So lots of fun considering I hate snow so, so much. I'm from Virginia Beach and, like, never seen snow until I came here. When I came here, it started snowing in Virginia Beach, too. So I always want that, but I'm rambling now. So the last kind of long track of the day, it's going to be a Negative Land track with Happy the Harmonica. Let's have some fun.
Time. Smack dab, right in the middle of America, there was an old lady who had a dog, a cat, and a harmonica. But there was one thing more she wanted. She wanted to learn to play Home Sweet Home to make her harmonica happy. But the old lady had a pain. She stayed in bed morning, noon, and night. She never went anywhere. From 8 in the morning until 8 at night, she would practice Home Sweet Home to make her harmonica happy. At that, Queenie the cat would meow. Dandy the dog would bark. And the old lady sister would stop sweeping the floor and start playing all the sharps and the flats on the piano. Oh, what a beautiful concert.
That's right.
But they never played to the end.
It's just the way I am.
Right in the middle of Home Sweet Home, the old lady would start having the pain. The old lady would cry, oh,
cha-cha,
oh,
cha-cha,
oh,
cha-cha.
Exactly three times. And another time over for good measure. Nobody knew where the pain was, not even the old lady. Or you couldn't touch it, nor see it, nor smell it. But it was there just the same, because the old lady's sister said so.
That's right.
The old lady's sister rubbed the old lady's back, but that never helped. The old lady's sister rubbed the old lady's funny bone. But that never helped. Then the old lady's sister would stop rubbing the old lady and remember a charm that always worked. She would say three times, "You poor thing.
Cha-cha.
You poor thing.
Cha-cha.
You poor thing." As soon as the old lady heard this, she would stop crying and start playing Home Sweet Home to make Happy the Harmonica happy.
Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Well, this was all going along just fine until one day...
Didn't have teeth in her mouth that particular day, and her rollers in her hair.
One day, there wasn't a bit of bread and butter in my house. So the old lady's sister kissed the old lady. She kissed Queenie the cat. She kissed Dandy the dog. And she hopped into the Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, where the excitement really begins.
And she was fabulous.
They called her
Cha-Cha. And she loved the front wheel drive, blah, 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 blah.
And off she went to Knob Hill Foods. The old lady had nothing to do, so she began to play Home Sweet Home to make Happy the Harmonica happy. At that, Queenie the cat meowed. Dandy the dog barked. But right in the middle of Home Sweet Home, the old lady had the pain.
She worked too hard and ate too much.
you cried, oh.
Cha-cha.
Oh.
Cha-cha.
Oh.
Cha-cha.
Exactly three times. And one time over for good measure.
It's only a second.
Cha-cha. They call her Cha-cha.
And guess what? Happy the Harmonica also cried. Then what do you think happened? A hot little coal in the grate became so excited, kind of like the Pontiac did. This is a little bit different, but nevertheless, excitement was here. Got so excited, the little coal jumped up, and then it jumped down, then it jumped up, and it jumped down again, until it jumped out onto a plastic vegetable bag from Nam Hill Foods and started to burn down the house.
I keep plenty of plastic bags in different shapes and sizes.
And when the hot little coal got on the bag, the little coal was just red like a briquette out of the barbecue, you know? And it just kind of started making the cheap plastic all shrivel up. It made a squeaking sound as the plastic started shriveling up. And then little jets of white vapor gas shot out around the bottom of a bag on the wooden floor, just kind of creeping along the floor so cheaply. And then it burst into flame.
Here in San Francisco, more fires are flaring up. Agnew's Insane Asylum is the scene of tragedy.
It's now consuming four blocks of homes and moving wildly in all directions.
It's ghastly, worst thing I've ever seen.
Clear the way.
Bruce, what's happening?
Look, I can't talk to you now.
Thank you.
He was clutching a photograph of President Teddy Roosevelt to his chest.
Well, Fred, you heard
nothing. At the studio, we heard what's left of it. So, Fred, simple accident and another tragic fire that looks like it will burn the city.
The inmates cannot possibly understand what's happening. Neither can I. James Corder at Agnew's Insane Asylum.
And in our studio in San Francisco, it appears that the world is insane at the moment.
As soon as the old lady saw the house burning, she forgot all about her pain. She hopped out of bed. She hopped down the stairs. She hopped into the yard and over the fence. Queenie and Dandy hopped two. Happy the Harmonica hopped three. But the pain came right behind all four.
It's a terrible scene here at Agnew's Asylum.
The old lady ran north, and the pain ran north. The old lady ran south, and the pain ran south. The old lady ran east, and the pain ran east. But here's the grabber. When the old lady ran west, the pain ran east, and it couldn't find the old lady. The pain was so excited it ran right back into the house and was burnt to bits. But the old lady wasn't burnt to bits. She kept on running. She ran so fast and ran so far that she ran right into town. The old lady's sister was coming out of Nob Hill Foods. And when the old lady's sister saw the old lady with the pain, without the pain, she was so surprised that she just stared and stood and looked and looked and looked at the old lady.
Dragging.
With the pain, without the pain.
I got a teeth in the mouth.
Dragging.
We got a gorgeous outfit at Lane Bryant, and she was a star.
Benji, remember the charm.
Dragging.
They call her...
You poor thing.
Cha-cha.
You poor thing.
Cha-cha.
You poor thing.
Cha-cha. Cha-cha.
Show them how to do
it. But the old lady said, not at all, not at all, not at all. It doesn't hurt a bit.
Life should be lived like a telephone charge.
The old lady was free.
Dragging. Show them how to do it, Grandma.
You see, the old lady had lost her pain forever.
And right now, surely, Cha-Cha will die. Drag racer.
Why, she could hardly wait to get back home and play home sweet home to make her harmonica happy.
She's a fast woman, burning rubber and busting the top fuel speed
so
record.
So they hopped into the Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, where the excitement really begins. And on the way home,
at 254 miles per hour,
they played the beginning. And this time, for the first time in history, they played to the end of Home Sweet Home to make happy the harmonica happy.
Cha-Cha Maldowney shows us what life looks like from behind the wheel of her pink $40,000 dragster.
All right, that's the
Oh yes, that was just Negative Land with Happy Harmonica. Pretty awesome track, if I do say so myself. That was the last long track of the day that I can think of, really. I don't think I'll play any more long tracks because I only have 14 minutes left. And that's about one long track right there, and I'm not playing that. But up next, we're going to transfer to something a little different. This is a little segue track. It's a little mixture of Afrobeat and electronic music to get it going. I can't pronounce it. It's Frikiwa. I'm pretty sure it's the CD name. So up first, a little PSA, and then some Frikiwa, or however we pronounce it. I'm sorry.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, a fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We'll be right back.
listening to WUVT-FM Blacksburg 90.7. What you just heard was Olo and the Black Company with Allahu Akbar off of Love's a Real Thing, a little compilation album, some Afrobeat music. That's about it. It's about the end of the show. I've got maybe one or two tracks left, and up next will be a great show by P, I'm sure. So the last track maybe I have is Orchestre Polyrythme de Cantu with Si Bajo. And I'll see you guys next week. Let's have some fun.